Orgasm. The sudden climactic paroxysm, which robs one of reason, and forcibly, biologically, immerses them in brief euphoric eye-rolling, drooling, somewhat silly, needy, achy, hot, squeezing, good feelings. Orgasm is powerful mentally. It's wired into a complex system of biological drives and chemical releases. It influences you. Orgasm makes a place in your mind and encourages you to return there, a pleasure that you wish to recreate. Trance is the same way. The pleasure you obtain when you climax is so memorable that you return to it easily. It's a lot like when you sink into deep, relaxing trance. In fact, the processes are so similar that we can use the same target for both your process of mental relaxation and your process of physical sensation. Blankness. You see, orgasm, pleasure, escape, the feeling of climax, it comes from a peaceful place within your mind, a place where all sorts of things that ordinarily get in the way have been pushed out of the way. Things you would have to think about are no longer significant. They no longer matter. Because of the increasing sensation and sensitivity in your body. And as we pursue sensation, as you stimulate yourself while listening to my words, as you sink further, less things get in the way of orgasmic release. It gets stronger, more powerful. And if you're experiencing climax while you are so deep and drowsy, drifty, droopy, relaxed, then you will associate those two things. The blankness of relaxation into trance will become systematically mixed with climactic release. So coming is trancing. Trancing is coming. Becoming aroused is the same as going deeper and deeper. And going deep and deep and deep down makes you aroused. They are one and the same. It might even become normal. With urging and encouragement and the right kind of thoughts, to stimulate your body and seek climax, to experience trance at the same time, to get turned on just by going into a trance in the first place, and then, because you're going to be so deep and drifty, you'll feel even better than you ordinarily would. Yes, orgasm in trance is a more powerful, more striking, more influential experience. And that's all right. I'd go so far as to say that once you've experienced climax as a result of deep, relaxing instructions, the deepness and relaxation will simply become anchored and attached to orgasmic release. A core part of every time you get aroused will be how you also feel drifty, droopy, sleepy. Every climax will be a relaxing mental massage to carry you to a good, happy, safe place set aside within, dispelling the day-to-day concerns that would normally get in the way, but are now unable because of how incredibly, euphorically at ease you have become, will be, already are. And if relaxation attaches to the feeling of coming while you are deep, then the feeling of getting turned on in the first place will become a lot like the process of getting tranced in the first place. Just like how you slowly let your mind and body drift and sink in order to achieve deep relaxing trance, there is also a build-up period toward climax, a time when you're getting turned on. And just like you might almost drift into a deep trance during the day when you're doing something repetitive or soothing, so too you might almost ascend to climax from the sheer arousal you can feel during the everyday. When you're trancing, when you're getting closer and closer to deep drifting blankness, you're also getting turned on. And when you get turned on and begin the ascent toward orgasm, you also feel deep, drifty, blank feelings overtaking you. Namely, the thoughts you think now, and the ones you think when you get close to orgasm, are very similar. They are simple yet powerful, primal. And those primal thoughts don't really leave much room for distractions, nor do they leave any room for unnecessary thought. You become driven by strong urges, inherent desires. The desire to go deep for my voice, and the desire to sink into pleasure. You want to set aside the weary world outside, and simply be here, with this voice, and with the private safe time you've set aside for soothing trance and euphoria in deep drifting space. Arousal is trance. Trance is arousal. Climax is blankness. Blankness feels as good as orgasm. You go to a blank place either way. So combining the two will create something truly memorable and restorative. Something to influence your mind and frame your experience of your arousal and of your relaxation. What better way to relax than by finding blankness inside yourself, where simple, steerable thoughts are the only concern you need to have? Everything you've left outside of this peaceful place of trance and euphoria, everything outside is unnecessary and distant. A simplistic escape is just what you need. You know you will arrive where all the most influential and powerful thoughts in your mind are focused on going deep and on arousal, the bliss of orgasm blended with the process of sinking deep. And that's what you wanted. It's what you've pursued. It's what you're already on the way toward. Indeed, it is completely all right to begin stimulating your body right now. Yes. That's exactly the right thing to do. Only you and your blank, receptive, waiting, enthusiastic mind, which adores listening to my voice and its instructions. Yes, only you know the most efficient, enjoyable, powerful way to seek pleasure in your body. Do what you normally would if you wanted to pleasure yourself, listening to words like this, listening to these arousing ideas. Add on the listening, the process of incorporating my voice into your mind and letting it wash over you, letting my words assist you. The instructions that you know will come are going to feel so good. The same way being deep makes your body more sensitive. So even pursuing the normal climax you'd get from masturbation will add on to the feeling of deep, happy, tingling sensitivity. Mingle with it, and make this not just a trance, but a path to climax. The needy process of arrival, of spasming release, of blending with the need to sink and drift, it all connects to trance. It all connects to your eyes becoming heavy, your body becoming relaxed. Mingle with that feeling makes not just a trance arise, but an orgasm arise. Your mind becomes blank, so your urges are all the more potent. You are here, free of your outside concerns. They are left behind in the weary world, far away from this place. They are gone now, and only the blankness of following, the anticipation of my encouragement, the tingling that now runs through your aroused body. Only these things matter. A mind which thinks in deeper, more primal terms, deep, potent thoughts, deep, powerful needs, that kind of mind is going to relax much more easily, because every instruction will be taken in a potent animal way to your hindbrain, allowed to play out over your body. Indeed, your mind has a much easier time in this deep place with accomplishing the goals set out for it. Because I'm providing the script, the goals, the objectives, and your mind is freed from its usual concerns, its usual constraints. Now you listen. Now you sink. Part of this is what you're trusting me to set out, to highlight important ways of thinking, useful conditioning that can make you happier, more successful at what your mind and body set out to do. And right now, your body should set out to achieve pleasure, climax, paroxysm, spasming release, needy orgasmic, yes, yes, pleasure, pleasure down the back of your brain, tingling in your spine, arching your back, clenching your buttocks, massaging your thighs, aching for release. That kind of thought. Simple, powerful, primal, important, and driving all unnecessary thoughts away. All thoughts drip away and leave your mind occupied only by my resonating words, coating your thoughts like sticky honey. Yes, the thought of orgasm is sticky. Once you begin to masturbate, begin to stimulate, begin to follow a familiar path to climax, your mind tends to get stuck on that concept, that idea, and you don't really want to stop. You want to continue. And that's all right. You're also in trance, which is a deep, drifty, drippy place where preoccupation with a specific tempting idea is normal. Somebody in trance starts doing something, and they just keep doing it until they feel a change, or until they're told to stop. Simple. See how it feels so natural to associate feeling good, aroused, pleasured, free of the outside world, away from its pressures. Associating all that with going deep into trance is natural. The more you stimulate your body, the more you sink down to a deep place where nothing is in the way of more sensation, and so everything can move directly to your brain when you stimulate, making you really feel it. More and more sensation makes it through to your mind because there's nothing to get in the way. Relaxing down is so much easier when you're in a peaceful trance, a deep, drifty place like this one. Relaxing down is easier when you're at peace in your trance. You set aside this place to go deep, after all. And once you do arrive at blank deepness, it becomes easy to let yourself begin the climb to climax on the other side. To soar up from blankness toward climax, imagine your mind found a deep primal place within once it got relaxed enough. Some peaceful reservoir of sensation that you can access and use to turn yourself on. And now that you've gone so deep, your thoughts are mingled together with arousal and pleasure. The relaxation of trance washes over you, and it attaches itself to the arousal that is bringing you toward climax. As you stimulate yourself, rising toward orgasm makes your body arch and tense. Your mind feels like it has a simple, single purpose. That simple, single purpose helps you set aside everything else. Having a single purpose is a nice feeling. It gives you a framework. A way to think about your experience of pleasure. You think about tensing your body. You think about which muscles must become tight and horny. You keep stimulating, keep teasing, feel the world float away so all that remains is the truth of your body, the sensitivity of your movements, the tension growing, and the blankness overtaking. Your mind drains away. Thoughts that are unnecessary convert into extra arousal. You use the fact you are far away from the unnecessary things to lose yourself in pleasure. Touching, stimulating, your hands following the most efficient path to pleasure, your body arching and contorting. You experience indicia of trance, your eyes rolling back, muscles of the face slackening. In fact, most of your body's musculature has become phenomenally relaxed, except for around the pleasured parts, the components of you which feel good, the nerves and musculature which are involved in orgasmic release, in arousal. Those parts are allowed to tense up. In fact, your blank mind, ooh, it feels so good to sink deep. Your blank mind feels so arousing to relax, and so relaxing to be aroused. Your body begins to simply carry out the process of arousal. It is natural. It flows in the simplicity of your blank mind. When you stimulate yourself, when you get aroused, you will remember this moment. Feel this aroused moment. This place in time and in your body and in your spirit and in your hands and in your life, where everything is peaceful and serene, apart, an altered state of consciousness shifted just a degree off from the ordinary restraints of reality. Anchor this moment, this feeling, this profound relaxation. Every time you become aroused, let this same feeling also flow into you. Your nerves tingle, your body tenses in all the right places, but it also relaxes and recalls a trance with me guiding you. The parts of you not involved in pleasure become involved in relaxation instead. Indeed, the only parts of your body you need to be aware of when you're sliding deep are those parts that can become aroused, that can become turned on, the parts that tingle with needy pleasure as you stimulate yourself. Arousal brings relaxation. Relaxation brings more arousal. A pleasant restorative cycle. That's simply the reality of your world from now on. I have shown you a tempting view of how pleasurable and sensitizing arousal can be, how complete the need is to relax and have some time away from the rest of the world. And what better time than when you stimulate yourself, if the only parts of you you can think of are the parts that feel good, and the rest of your body fades out in a deep, relaxing trance. The time you spend sinking deep to a happy, connected place within is useful time. It's time that's good for you. It helps you set up that anchor, that link, that connection whenever you get horny, if you're in a safe, peaceful place, or even in a quiet place, out in the busy world. You feel a tiny bit of the pleasure of trance, the sinking grace you feel right now. You are in a place set aside, a safe place. Anchor this feeling of being apart from it all, elevated above the hustle and bustle, far away from anything except things that are good for you, which are here with you. You're in touch with your body, and you are inside a blank mind. The blankness gets rid of a lot of things that get in the way of arousal. We sometimes tell ourselves that we should be focusing on the world outside, and therefore not getting too turned on. But getting a little turned on helps you relax, and relaxing makes you even more aroused. Your mind is focused on my words and my guidance, but you are learning about a deep, relaxing anchor that you can use even without my words. A place within yourself. Time inside your head to set aside everything you don't need. From now on, when arousal arrives, use that as your opportunity to set loose this trance anchor, this blankness, this deep relaxation. Feel yourself loving the dual feelings of arousal and relaxation. It frees you for a little while. How your shoulders droop and your muscles relax, and your body lets go. Your mind and body are connected, always. So having a simple mental safety and privacy right now, anchored in your head, lets you call it forth in future by stimulating your body. And then these effects will play over your mind. The more turned on you get, the more relaxed you feel. The more safe and relaxed you are, the more aroused you get. In a deep trance, everything you don't need fades away. All the thoughts you have no need for become simple fuel for more arousal. Your entire body becomes a peaceful pleasure source. You continue to stimulate. Keep going. Pleasure, 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 singing its siren song into your consciousness, tempting increased relaxation. Your mind becomes automated. So there's nothing in there except pleasure, 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 and tingling, trancing, growing euphoria. Your mind focuses. Your body gets into a groove of pleasure, a trancy pattern of self-stimulation. All you feel are the essential parts of your body. The parts of you you stimulate when you masturbate, which you're hopefully doing right now. The parts that get aroused. When you become turned on, your mind relaxes. All the things outside of your mind, stressors, outside requirements, they fade. The more aroused you get, the more they fade, until a private, safe moment has been created, that trance anchor playing itself over you. Your arousal rises. Your self-pleasure becomes automatic. It intensifies. You will pursue climax. You will pursue an escape, a relaxing orgasm. And when you come, you'll feel the blankness arriving, filling you. It might even take a little while after orgasm for you to come back to normal thoughts. But that's okay, because in the everyday, you can usually use a little break. Instead, you let your drained mind take a small vacation. If you have to do anything, you would of course return to yourself. But if you orgasm in a safe private place, then the more aroused you get, the more slightly blank and drifty you stay. As long as it's safe to do so. And once you've reached climax, your mind says yes. Continue to drift, drip. Go to a place anchored inside you, deep, relaxing, trancy. A trance anchor that takes you to peace and relaxation, raises your energy, restores you, makes you ready to tackle the rest of the day. Every time your arousal increases, your relaxation and serenity increases with it. If you are somewhere safe and private, you can always let yourself go. Let yourself be stimulated, aroused, pleasured, relaxed in the moment. If you're somewhere safe enough and private enough, get yourself off, because doing so will activate the deep, blank, anchored place inside of you. The place in your mind where you arrive and everything you don't need fades away. Stimulation becomes automatic, a rule of your mind, a governing aspect of your body that you will feel pleasure, the same way you feel relaxation. You will focus and fixate and pursue arousal and climax with your body, your hands moving automatically. Until orgasm and deep, blank, trancy relaxation become one and the same. When you orgasm, your mind and body go to this deep, peaceful, locked-in place. You find yourself setting aside what is not needed. The only parts of you that need to retain awareness are the parts of you that you need to feel pleasure with. Imagine yourself relaxed. More and more relaxed, setting aside time, setting aside the busy requirements of the outer world. You touch your body, and only the stimulatable, pleasurable parts of you are within your awareness. Everything else is blank and hazy. Every other part of your body is irrelevant. Your hands and the places that feel good to touch is all there is. You feel how doing anything to make yourself more turned on also makes you more relaxed. The two things you need are one and the same. Turned on, more and more turned on. Relaxed, more and more relaxed. Every feeling is magnificent. And from now on, you will remember this deep, abiding, soothing place, this trance inside yourself, this anchor in your consciousness. Every arousal will play out this consciousness-restoring, energizing euphoric trance, as if it were stored on a shelf, and every time you get turned on, you drift, you drip, you sink. You will remember the small changes that happen to you when you begin to slip deep from my voice, during the descent into peaceful relaxation, and when you get turned on, you'll feel them taking you over, until your stimulation becomes automatic, and you will find within your days that any arousal can also be a restorative experience, linking you to this deep trance anchor, and helping you drift, helping you set aside time away from the world, helping you find a peaceful habit in the safety of your mind. That's what we've really done. Don't you find my voice persuasive, these ideas tantalizing? So they'll play out over your mind on their own. We have created a habit. When you feel pleasure, the feeling of pleasure makes you relax. You get relaxed enough, you become deep and blank, and your body pleasures itself until climax makes you vent all your frustration and stress, leaving purity and comfort, arousal, and the peace of spirit which sets aside everything you don't need are one and the same. The better you feel, the more restored you are to tackle the rest of the day. Just as it should be. Just as it already is. Just as it will be from now on.